Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Becca Van Kay of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
NBC reports that Representative Elise Stefanik refused to say that she would accept the 2024 election results and refused to criticize former President Donald Trump for his Hitler echo about migrants, and I quote, poisoning the blood, end quote, of America in a Meet the Press interview on January 8th. Stefanik said, and I quote, "We will see if this is a legal and valid election. What we're seeing so far is that Democrats are so desperate they're trying to remove President Trump from the ballot," end quote. Actually, Republicans, independents, and Democrats have made efforts to remove Trump from the ballot for attempting to overthrow the government with his support of the January 6, 2021 insurrection. The 2020 presidential election was free and fair, and Trump lost over 60 court cases trying to prove otherwise. Stefanik also broke with the police and supported the rioters who ransacked the U.S. Capitol, saying about those who have been jailed for breaking the law, and I quote, "I call them hostages. Some people call them prisoners. I call them hostages. Release the J6 hostages, Joe. Release them, Joe. You can do it real easy, Joe," end quote. Previously, Stefanik has ran for her seat saying she supported the police, not criminals. Previously, Stefanik called January 6, 2021, a, and I quote, "truly tragic day for America," end quote. Stefanik represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. And you can read more about this story at NBC News. Brian Hubert reports for the Daily Freeman, a staff member for Representative Pat Ryan claims protesters at a pro-Palestinian rally on January 5th attempted to, and I quote, "forcibly enter," end quote, the congressman's office. Protesters have been regularly asking for Ryan to support a ceasefire in the Gaza war. Dan Torres, Ryan's deputy chief of staff and district director, said, and I quote, "I saw over a dozen protesters around the door who have masks on, and I heard walkie-talkie noises and chanting," end quote. And he saw a fellow Ryan staffer. He said, and I quote, "I see half of her face through the cracked door, and she's terrified and in a state of distress. Two of the protesters are on the door. One has their body partially in. The other had her back pushing back on the door, attempting to enter the space, end quote. Torres said he calmly engaged the protesters and occasionally chanted and yelled. Other protesters got on the building's roof and lowered banners, one with the names of the more than 22,000 Palestinians who have died since Hamas militants invaded Israel on October 7th, and another banner read, and I quote, Pat Ryan, stop the genocide, end quote. And a third stated, and I quote, 90 days, 22,000 killed, end quote. Torres said he filed a police report, but the writer was unable to get a police comment. Ryan, a Democrat representing the 18th Congressional District, said he has, and I quote, tremendous respect for people peacefully demonstrating, end quote, but was, and I quote, very concerning to see his staff threatened. The vast majority of people at Friday's event were peacefully protesting, end quote. He said, and I quote, unfortunately, about 20 individuals decided to enter the building and forcefully open the door, end quote. The Daily Freeman story did not quote any protester, but the Times Union spoke with Daniel Atona, a member of the steering committee of the Mid-Hudson Valley Democratic Socialists of America, which helped organize the event. He said, and I quote, it was hundreds of Hudson Valley residents coming together for pro-ceasefire, pro-peace, and pro-Palestine. It is frustrating that in Congressman Ryan's statement, he calls us a crowd of people and accuses us of all kinds of things that just did not happen, but does not acknowledge that we're his constituents. We're local people from local organizations who organized this event, end quote. The protest was organized by the Mid-Hudson Valley Democrat Socialists of America, Wednesday Walks for Black Lives, Jewish Voices for Peace, Middle East Crisis Response, Mid-Hudson Islamic Community, Veterans for Peace, Vassar Students for Justice in Palestine, Poughkeepsie for Palestine, and the Communist Party of Hudson Valley. Mia Inouye, a member of the Mid-Hudson Democrat Socialist of America and one of the rally speakers, said, and I quote, I think civil disobedience has a long tradition on the left and in the anti-war movement. That's one of the tactics we use. I think it's completely appropriate given the extremity of the violence that we're witnessing every day, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Luke Parsno reports for New York State of Politics that many of New York's 2024 congressional elections will be reruns from the 2022 elections with the same candidates. In the Hudson Valley, Democrat Josh Riley is running again in the 19th district primary after losing to Republican Representative Mark Molinaro in the 2022 general election. Democrat Steve Holden, who ran against Republican Representative Claudia Tenney in the 24th district in 2022, is now running against Representative Elise Stefanik in the 21st district. In a new contest, Republican Allison Esposito is challenging Democrat Representative Pat Ryan in the 18th Congressional District. Esposito was the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor in 2022 with Lee Zeldin, losing to Democrats Kathy Hochul and Antonio Delgado. Another local election that will be different is the 20th Congressional District, where Democrat Paul Tonko has served. Republican Liz Joy has said she will not try a third time to unseat Tonko. And Ballotpedia says Alexander Du Bois and Jonathan Locke are competing in the Republican primary to take on Tonko. The filing deadline in New York for congressional bids is April 4th, so other candidates could emerge. Primary elections are held over 2 weeks in June. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that the Department of Labor says that Representative Mark Molinaro's claim that Governor Kathy Hochul directed it to identify job openings for illegal immigrants statewide is false. Bo Duffy, Department Commissioner of Strategic Communications for the Labor Department, said, and I quote, the New York State Department of Labor initiative is only available to individuals who have attained legal work status. It is illegal under federal law to employ individuals without legal work status, and we follow federal law in all cases, end quote. The Labor Department did create a portal on its website where employers can tell them if they would be willing to hire asylum seekers once they have federal work authorization. The story says that the Department of Labor does not place workers in jobs, but gets them in touch with employment opportunities. Hochul did authorize a survey that found more than 18,000 private sector job openings at 379 companies who have identified roles that would be filled by immigrants with legal work status. Molinaro complained about those policies, saying, and I quote, "Upstate New York job seekers should come first. If Governor Hochul can have a campaign that identified thousands of job openings for illegal immigrants, then it's within her authority to launch a similar campaign with just as much resources and efforts to help upstate New Yorkers land jobs," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting rain before 10 a.m. today, then a chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. It will be a mostly cloudy Saturday with the temperature rising to near 47 degrees by 11 a.m. Then it will be falling to around 37 degrees during the remainder of the day. There will be a south wind at 10 to 17 miles an hour becoming southwest in the afternoon. On Saturday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 25 degrees and a northwest wind at 10 to 16 miles an hour with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. On Sunday, there will be a chance of snow showers. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 32 degrees. It will be breezy with a southwest wind at 17 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 31 miles an hour. And on Sunday night, it will be partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 16 degrees. And on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 28 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Scout of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Siamo lieto di poter rievocare in poche parole le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio e il nuovo mondo.
Number 10.
Next, let's hear a track from Andre 3000's 2023 flute-oriented album New Blue Sun. This is 93 Till Infinity from Andre 3000. Thank you.
Number nine.
Music or noise? 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 Music 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 music or noise?
Number
8 8 8 8 8 8. I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver, torches of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad. None of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Every man is a chess player. There are good companies there, without exclusion.
From the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers, that was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
Thank you.
Number 6.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gase. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
So we get to sex, so we assign, can we?
haven't been.
Five.
Next on the WGXC community radio station, we're going to hear from Gary's Dream, a band based in the Catskills, with a new album out in 2023. The band consists of Aviva Sky on vocals, Shelby Serrano on drums, Wesley Harper on keyboards and synth, and Ryan Serrano on guitar. Here is the band Gary's Dream and their song To the Moon on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number That's the Remembrance Quintet, including Daniel Carter on reeds and Luke Stewart on bass, with Whirlwind from their 2023 album, Do You Remember?
Number
3.
...2023 new music from Hudson-based band Babehoven there. That's songwriter Maya Bon and collaborator Ryan Albert in Babehoven.
Number
2.